My name's Carrie Ailey. I'm representing Park Avenue residents, PQRS neighborhood group, and other local residents. First of all, I'd like to say that we all support the restoration of the Colorado Lagoon, and we appreciate all the hard work that everyone's done to get the funding and the initial clean out of the culvert. Our appeal is specifically related to the EIR, the amendment, and the proposed mitigation measures. In 2008, I appealed the Planning Commission's approval of the final Colorado Lagoon restoration impact report to the city because the EIR clearly failed to inform government decision makers and the public about the potential significant environmental effects of the construction, hazardous sediment, traffic impacts, and because the report failed to mitigate the negative impacts of this project on residents. The fact that Development Services is here today requesting approval for this addendum should add credence to the concerns of many residents, including myself, who testified as to the inadequacy of this EIR. The proposed addendum proposes substantial increases in the severity of impacts, includes new information from sediment tests, which shows substantial increases in the level of contamination, specifically lead, changes the project definition and the scope of hazardous soil removal, and adds remediation processing. This greatly increases the severity of negative environmental impact on local residents. In 2008, the city's plan was to pile all the dredging at the corner of 4th and Appian right next to people's homes, then dry it out and load the settlement into thousands of diesel haul trucks without any traffic mitigation or real air quality dust mitigation. Now it seems the soil is so contaminated with lead that it must be remediated on site, again, next to parks, next to homes, next to the golf course. In October 2010, the city produced a copy of the EIR addendum, allowing the public only 5 days to review this document. Last night, I received a 50-page white paper, which included additional information, additional mitigation not included in the EIR or amendment, which is not included in your council agenda package, not included in the EIR, and has not been available to the public other than 3 people, including myself. In the proposed state, neither the EIR or the amendment describes what exactly will the channel look like. Is it 100 foot wide or 200 feet wide? There's still some issues as far as what the configuration is. The city has been unable to provide me with a schedule as far as how long this construction is going to be for. Is it going to be for 3 years, 5 years? There's no schedule even included. Approval of this EIR sets a dangerous precedence. The project is ill-defined. The impact such as hazardous contaminant, health risk assessment, or mitigation is not specified, and it fails to protect the public from horrible life. You'll have this your entire life if you ingest lead or some of these other contaminants. I don't think the city has a real handle on even what's under Marina Vista Park. It was filled with dredge material. I think from the sediment testing that was done in the Colorado Lagoon, all of a sudden the lead comes up at 3 times hazardous level. I think that the settlement, additional sediment testing needs to be done on Marina Vista Park. Again, public review of the amendment was less than 5 days. At the October Planning Commission hearing, one of the authors of the EIR, Mona De Leon from LSA, spoke in defense of the EIR amendment. First, she claimed that the EIR was valid because no one appealed. When she was corrected and told that I had filed an appeal, she said that the EIR was okay because, quote, no one sued. Is that really the standard that the city of Long Beach on their own project wants to present to the public when there are some serious health implications if this project isn't properly managed? Unfortunately, getting sued is the standard that the city holds for complying with the California Environmental Quality Act. I've heard this from other staff members, and I think it's unfortunate because the purpose of an EIR is to provide decision makers and the public with a fair and unbiased, complete descriptions of the environmental impact, the mitigations, and the benefits of the proposed project. To those environmentalists here today behind me, I caution you not to endorse this EIR amendment and request that the EIR be revised. This is something that is setting a precedence. Do you really want the city to proceed in this way on other projects by submitting an amendment in this shape? Recently, I spoke with Michael Mays from the city attorney's office, and he informed me that the council could add additional mitigation measures, so I have a short list to submit into record. My first choice would be that the EIR amendment be rejected and that the EIR be rewritten. However, I have a list of additional mitigation measures and analysis I'd like to submit into record and request today that they be added. The 2008 Colorado Lagoon EIR uses an outdated lead spread model for health risk assessment, and it includes no requirement for fence line monitoring of dust. I contacted the California EPA Department of Toxic Substance Control, and I received the following recommendation for dust action levels from a William Bosin, PhD, from the TTSC. One of the concerns I have about this amendment in EIR is by making some phone calls and contacting the EPA and the California DTSC, I found out that other than the NOP, none of these groups have really anything to do with the EIR. There's been no input from them and very little coordination. And I think they were very, very interested in what was happening with the lagoon. And I am disappointed that the city hasn't used these resources to make sure that public health is protected during this dredging. So I would like to request that the city use the current California health screening levels, CHSLS, for lead developed by the California Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, the OEHHA, for construction site and fence line dust line monitoring and suppression. The Colorado Lagoon EIR amendment does not contain a health risk assessment for soil excavation in Marina Vista Park. It was never done. The soil testing sediment reports were not included in the EIR. It was included in the DEI or the draft. For some reason, it got pulled out. I don't believe the sediment. There were enough samples, and it seemed to be a composite sampling, rather a core sampling, which would actually show hot spots in the park. So I'd like to request additional soil tests and health risk assessment be made available to the public prior to the development of the soil management plan for Marina Vista Park. I'd like to request the Park Avenue residents and the PQRS group be notified of the completion of health risk assessment for Marina Vista Park and be allowed to review both Colorado Lagoon and Marina Vista soil management plans prior to approval. I'd like to request that the city arrange a tour of the dredging site with Park Avenue residents, PQRS groups, and the public prior to the start of construction so that the contractor could demonstrate both the dust suppression method and contaminant testing. The EIR and the amendment mitigation measures has for the soil management plan requires only an organic vapor analyzer. Mitigation AQ-1 requires only the implementation of the Southern California Air Quality Management District Handbook, Construction Best Management Handbook recommendations. I would like to request that the city use the fence line monitoring and dust suppression as suggested by the California EPA DTSC. And there's the equation and the methodology I've included in this recommendation. One of the issues that have been brought up is the Terminal Avenue Drain Project. It was a huge project that's currently going on in Appian. And the Terminal Avenue Drain Project uses exactly the same mitigation measures as the Colorado Lagoon ERR amendment without any contaminated soil. Yet the contractor was allowed to pile a mountain of uncovered dirt on city park land in violation of AQMD requirements. The pile was left to blow dirt onto neighboring residential properties and was only covered after PQRS residents complained to the AQMD. Residents have also complained that street sweeping during the Terminal Avenue Drain Project has been adequate and that dust and dirt has been left on roadways and tracks throughout the neighborhood. If you use the exact best management practices or the AQMS standards, which is sweeping once a day, you're dealing with soil that has not only lead but PCP, DDT, chlordane, a lot of other things. So we have the following recommendations. Request that the city, prior to any dredging or excavation of soil in either the Colorado Lagoon or Marina Vista Park, provide appellants with a table of contact names, phone numbers for the on-site contractor, Public Works, Army Corps of Engineer, California Department of Toxic Substance Control, the AQMD, and the LA County Water Board for the dredging, a description of what their regulatory responsibilities are, permits, and the required mitigation measures that are supposed to be followed. And this is so that the residents will have the contact names so that they can file complaints or express their concerns about what's happening next to their homes. I'd like to request that the city increase the number of required street sweeping of residential haul routes from the SCAQMD requirement of once a day to any time soil is visible on residential streets. If these haul routes aren't kept clean, not only will the homeowners that are on these haul routes be exposed to some of this stuff, it will also be dragged throughout Belmont Heights, Belmont Park, Belmont Shore, Alameda Heights, and I don't think the city wants this to happen. And I think a lot can be learned from the Terminal Avenue Drain Project. The EIR and amendment mitigation measures do not require that stockpiles of soil be covered. I had mentioned this in the EIR appeal, and it wasn't included in mitigation. It appears that the contractor in the white paper that appeared last night is proposing that he do this. I am requesting the city require that all stockpiles of soil amendments or other reagents be covered with plastic when not in use. I'm almost done. The EIR and amendment mitigation measures allow construction activities to occur during morning, evening commute hours on Saturdays until 7 p.m. This was in excess of what the Terminal Avenue Drain Project did, and it limited construction from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. And I'm requesting the city limit all construction activities to Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The EIR amendment states that the city will consider the following traffic mitigation measures, which were requested by Steve Creech and myself in the 2008 EIR appeal. I would like to request that the city traffic engineer meet with Park Avenue residents and PQRS groups to discuss the proposed traffic management plan prior to final approval. I'd like to request that the city incorporate the following measures into the TMP, which are, and I don't want, right now, the white paper, and I think the addendum suggests that they'll consider. I would like to request that this council directs city staff to require the following traffic mitigation measures. We're talking about thousands of diesel haul trucks in front of people's houses. These people have already been greatly affected by the Terminal Avenue Drain Project, and I think what we're requesting is not unreasonable. And these mitigation measures would be to lower the speed limit to 15 miles per hour on Park and Appian from 4th Street to 7th, and any other affected residential streets during the construction period. Install a speed table, which is an elongated speed bump on Park Avenue New 6th. This is something that residents have asked for since the early 90s. There is a horrible accident problem on Park at 6th. Some of the speeding goes up to about 50 miles an hour during certain periods of days, and this is on a residential street. We would like dynamic slowdown signs or additional traffic calming measures on all affected residential streets. Require publicly published suggested travel routes to mitigate both event and construction traffic. Require detour signs for both event and construction traffic. We would like Park Avenue pavement to be inspected before and after the construction period. Currently, because of all the diesel truck traffic on Park from the Terminal Avenue Drain Project, the pavement is in serious trouble, and I believe Councilman DeLong is aware of that and has been trying to do something about at least the striping in the pavement. We would like signs to temporarily eliminate the bike route on Park Avenue. My last recommendation is that neither the EIR amendment contains a flood hazard analysis from the construction of the channel. The white paper that I received last night mentions that the depth of the culvert will be at least as low as 7 feet below the mean sea levels for tides and as high as 2 feet above ground low dikes along its back banks to provide sufficient freeboard to protect against a 50-year flooding event. I'd like to request that the city provide copies of the analysis showing that the design of the culvert with increased tidal flushing, changes to the existing drains, and the new addition of the Terminal Avenue drain drain flow will not result in increased flooding risk for nearby homes, especially on Haines Street. And I believe that's a requirement that you're going to see from the Coastal Commission. It's a requirement that comes out of, I think, the Coastal Act. And I guess I'm surprised that this EIR does not include any analysis to show what the potential increase in flood hazard could be to some of the homeowners. So I appreciate the time, and I'm going to submit these recommendations into record, and I hope you adopt them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.